Welcome back to Brain Lady Speaks. We are joining our conversation with Dr. Connie McReynolds, already in progress. So take it away, Julie.
Now, tell me how you, what you do with the neurofeedback. How does that work? Let's take some of the mystery out of it, because I know some people that I talk to, they're like, you know, they're like, oh, either that's woo-woo or that's creepy or or they love it. Like, you get the whole gamut, right?
Yeah, you do.
This is a good time to emphasize that I am not a neurofeedback expert. Dr. Connie is. And if anyone watching this is experiencing any symptoms of any imbalance, right? Any depression symptoms, or they're currently under the care of a physician for one thing or another, then please don't just automatically drop that thing and think that you can do it on your own. You want to be guided by a professional. So that's why I want you to either talk to your current physician or reach out to a professional such as Dr. McReynolds, because I want to make that disclaimer very clear right now.
Right.
I don't want, you know, people who are on different types of, you know, chemical imbalance or chemical balancing drugs or things for ADD or depression or anything like that to just all of a sudden go, oh, I can fix it without the drugs. Let's not just assume that, right? Let's go to that. So how do you treat it then, right? How you do this assessment? Do you have an assessment for adults as well as children?
So the beauty of this is it's validated on ages 6 and up. So as long as you're 6, because it's computer-based, it's been validated. Yeah. That was, you know, the whole protocol of that has been well-researched and over the years and been implemented for years now. So it's been really a good tool for us. And truly, it's about really figuring out what parts are working and what part needs to be strengthened. So I think of this as a gym for your brain. So if we understand the concept of neuroplasticity, which some people might not be familiar with, but it's really the brain's malleability, which means the brain's ability to learn and change and grow. We have this our entire life. You know, and so this is just in case we've got some senior citizens sitting here that think, oh, you hit this certain age and it's a downhill slide after that. That is not true. That is not true. We have to get rid of that myth as well. And we don't have to be stuck with kind of the parts that are working and parts not working. There's something we can do. So the beauty of neurofeedback is that it's, you're literally training your brain to get stronger in those targeted areas, like going to the gym for your muscles. The only thing greater about that with the neurofeedback is that once the brain learns something through repetition, it tends to hold on to it. Yeah. Case in point, perhaps you learned how to ride a bicycle when you were a child. Maybe you haven't been on a bike in 30 years. Guess what you can do? You can get back on the bike and ride it. You don't have to relearn how to ride a bike unless, of course, you've had something happen to your brain.
Pardon me. Right.
So neurofeedback works in very much the same way. It's repetition. So we have low impact, what look like video games, video programs or training programs that we develop into a training plan, like a 30-minute training plan that is targeting those areas that we have found in the assessment. And so by doing 20 of those sessions, two or three times a week, 30-minute sessions, then we come back after that and we rerun those assessments to be able to have the evidence-based data. Like, this is your beginning point. This is where you are after 10 hours or 20 sessions. These are the areas that have improved. Maybe these are some of the remaining areas that could be strengthened some more. What would you like to do? And so if they come back and want to kind of finish that out, we'll tool up that training plan, because now we're going to focus on the remaining areas and really hone in on those. Now, does everyone need 40? No, some people get done sooner. Some people need longer. It all depends on how the brain responds to the process, but it's non-invasive. And that's the really important thing about our program, is that true neurofeedback does not administer anything to the brain. So it is not, people say, am I going to get shocked? And I used to go out and do a lot of presentations before COVID, and I would get that question. It's like, you will not get shocked, but your results could be shocking, because you could end up with a very different life if you get everything coming together. And so men resonate with engines, and I'll say, okay, you've got a speedy brain here. Your processing speed's great, but your gears are not all lined up here. Mm-hmm. So you can get from point A to point B, but if you're only running on three cylinders instead of six, it's going to be a little clunkier to get there. It doesn't mean you can't get there, but you might get there quicker if we have everything lined up and everything's working in sync with everything else in your brain. So through the brain training, we use a little sensor. So it's important for people to understand that, because biofeedback is kind of one of that process where they used to put like a little clip on a finger and measure your pulse. And so you might learn that by breathing, you could, you know, get biological information or feedback, and you could influence the rate of your heartbeat. Well, this is brain processes. So we have a sensor that goes on your scalp that's measuring brain waves. And by seeing nearly instantaneous data about how your brain's responding and going through the identified training programs, the protocols that we have, you literally can impact the way your brain is learning. And by allowing your brain to just learn this process, then it gets stronger and stronger. And I've had people come back years later, cases of really significant impact in their lives from trauma and all different kinds of things that can happen to people. And they'll come back and they'll just say, I want you to know it's been 5 years and I just keep getting better and better and better.
I love it.
We love it. We love to hear those stories.
Sure. Sure. So it is a physical activity. Well, obviously it's a mental activity, but it takes the physical presence in your office.
Well, I can do it remotely too. So we have the system that the software company developed for me to where we can deliver the same type of services. And I'll always put this caveat in. I do not deal with insurance companies and I do not diagnose, because all we're doing is figuring out, can we enhance attention, concentration, and focus with this process? We measure all of this. We measure those areas that are working, find those areas that need to be strengthened. And literally, we can do this with anyone. And that's the beauty of it, is you don't have to live within 30 miles of my clinics here in Southern California. We can help you if this is the right thing for you.
I love it. I love it. The brain is just, it's just amazing. It's like mind blowing.
It is.
It is. What it's capable of doing, you know, and what we are capable of doing in controlling our brain, right?
Yes.
Through the thought process is even more fascinating.
Oh my
me.
Gosh. Yes, it is. Yeah. And so there's so much out there on mindfulness and such, and this really helps. And you know, sometimes meditation, sometimes I've had people come in and do a lot of meditation, but they're still really stressed out. And part of what this can do is it really measures the stress level in the brain. And so they'll say, oh, I'm relaxed. And then this, this little signal is just flashing, going, excess tension. And they're going, but I feel relaxed. And it's like the sensors are picking up something different here for you.
Your mind is lying to your brain, or your brain is
So it's really helpful for people who are struggling to figure out how to get relaxed, because we can really show them what's happening. And then they, because we can't know necessarily, you know, I talk about, you know, people who go for body scans to find out their inflammation. Well, you can't really know how your body inflamed unless you get a thermograph of it, or, you know, thermography situation. And then you do some interventions, maybe change some things up, get rid of things you're allergic to and the like, drive that down, and then go back and get another scan. You can literally see it, but it's hard to sometimes know if you don't have this data that kind of helps inform you.
Yeah. Because sometimes we are, people walk around tense so much. It's so much a part of their daily life. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That is normal.
It is normal
for them, you know, in their mind, you know, having tense shoulders. Oh, it's just because I work out all the time. Nah, you know, it's, it just becomes something that is so, so regular in their life that they feel it's normal, and it's really not. So
it's really not. And people with trauma are really susceptible to that. because that trauma, particularly if it's come in from childhood experiences, sometimes
Yeah.
they get so locked into the amygdala system in the brain that they have no frame of reference for something to be different. And so their hypervigilance, they don't even know that there's a name for it. That's just how they live. And I learned
Yeah.
that from my days at the VA in Wisconsin, is really what that PTSD looked like in people. And I see it now in children, and I see it in adults, and I, of course, see it in military folks. But when
Of
that gets
course.
hardwired in, it's really hard to get that released within the brain without some type of proper intervention. And neurofeedback seems to be just a beautiful way to tackle that.
Yeah, I love it because you're creating those neurons that fire together, wire together. And so when you have that traumatic experience and that loop is constant in your day-to-day life, you're reinforcing that trauma like almost daily in your brain. So by creating, as you mentioned earlier, because the brain is so malleable and it can learn and it can create those new neural connections, you need to make new neurons fire and fire and fire to create that new positive feedback loop instead of the negative one. That's just brilliant. I love this. Like I said at the beginning, I love this topic because it really helps us to understand and learn what the brain is capable of, and with guidance, right? We
Yes.
can't all just go out there and say, okay, I'm just going to do it myself. We need these. This is where technology comes in very handy because it can help us in that diagnostic process and in doing the process correctly, making the pong ball hit just right.
Well, and I think it is a positive use of technology. And I have a section in the book about some of these video games that are out there that these children are exposed to. And I've literally had parents call and have dealt with a young teenage boy who was completely addicted to these video games. And once they started trying to get him off, they called and said, "It's like he's going through withdrawals." And I met with them, and it's like, "He is. He is," because these programs have started dumping so much dopamine into his brain that the problem is once the brain gets that external jolt for it,
Do it
it
on a phone.
stops producing its own. And so
Yep.
therein is where addiction can take hold, is that that brain under its normal processes doesn't produce. It has to have the video game now to
Yeah.
create the dopamine. And that can be a very difficult thing for parents to deal with.
Yeah. So word, if you have a young child, get them out there. Get them in the dirt.
That's right. Outside playing in the sunshine, in the rain.
Yeah, exactly. Not gonna hurt him. My kids were always, I let them play video games. Don't get me wrong. I even had a profile and I would play the video games with them. I'm not saying I didn't.
Right.
But it was always restricted time limit, and they were always like, put that down and get out there and climb a tree or build a fort. My kids
That's
were
right.
always good at that. And while you're at it, stack the wood. It didn't hurt them one single bit.
That's right. That's right. That is so right. We've lost a little bit of that, I think, over
Yep.
the decades and years. And so the
Yeah.
more we can really help children get grounded really in the external outdoor world and understand kind of how that works, I think the better off they are, because they
For
just have a
sure.
different perspective on things then.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. All right, so you have referenced a few times the book, which is Solving the Riddle, the Real Cause of and Lasting the Solving the ADHD Riddle, my apologies, the Real Cause and Lasting Solutions to Your Child's Struggle to Learn. Tell us a little bit about that book, and then where can the listeners, and we will put the information in the show notes as well, but where can the listeners get the book or connect with you more if they're like, I think I need to talk to Connie some more.
Yeah, so you can go to my website. So it's just my name, Connie McReynolds. So ConnieMcReynolds.com. The link to the book is on the home page, but there's also a contact form. And so if you fill that out, give me your phone number and some good times to give you a call. People try to email this, and I have found over the years that trying to answer emails on this is just too complex. because I can answer this question, it's going to generate three more. So I'll do a 15-20 minute consult for no charge to people and just kind of talk to them about what this is and maybe answer some couple of questions that they might have. Happy to do that. I've been doing that for years because it's better that way. You get to talk to me and I can understand your situation a little bit better. And up on the website, there's a lot of information. So I have some articles that I published over the time. The book is available there. It's also available on Amazon. So it's there for the audiobook, the ebook, and the paperback is there. And I think there might be a little discount on the ebook coming up over Thanksgiving. So if people want to click on that, you can do that for the next few days. A little bit of discount there for Good Friday.
I love it. I love it. And you are on Facebook. And we've got, that's a little long. So just check out the show notes. If you're listening to this, check out the show notes. We'll put that link in there and on LinkedIn. And again, Instagram. It's got some numbers after it. Instagram's a little bit easier because it's Morningstar Neurofeedback, right? Did I read that right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. So we will put, for all the listeners, we will put all of those ways to connect with Dr. McReynolds in the show notes. And I encourage you to connect with her. I just followed her on Instagram. So I'm going to look forward to, you know, seeing her wisdom as she puts out those posts and those little tidbits of wonderful information. Thank you so much, Dr. Reynolds, for being on the Brain Lady Speaks today. I greatly appreciate it. I was honored by your presence. And as you can tell, I enjoyed the conversation.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure to be here. Delightful conversation. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. And for those of you watching, if you're watching live or you're listening later as a podcast, thank you for being here with us. There's so much hope and so much, so many wonderful things that we can do when we dive into brain science and neuroscience and how that wraps into psychology and what we can do to just feel better each and every day out there. So with that, I encourage everyone, if the information in this program today, in this show today was of interest to you, if it was something that you're like, oh, I'm part of this parenting group, they should hear it, share it. Share the show out to your sphere of influence so other people can benefit from this information as well. Give us a thumbs up, write us just a quick little great show review or whatever you can, just to help us, because at the end of the day, I'm a businesswoman and all this stuff helps with all that algorithm stuff. So we would appreciate that little bit of love that you can give us. And as if you have ideas for the show, if you would like to see, if you yourself know of a wonderful person such as Dr. McReynolds and would like to see me interview them, please reach out and let us know at info@brainladyspeaker.com. And if you have any questions or you can't find something and you want more information, reach out to us. We would love to connect with you. And for now, I want everyone, as I wrap this show up, everyone knows that I like everybody to go out there and enjoy their life. So roll your shoulders back for me. Take that nice deep breath. Go out there and simply enjoy every moment. Thanks for being with us.